Just think that all the pretzels gone.
See, one, do I now that I know to make spritzel.
Now you can make it for breakfast. Instead of crepes, it'll be spritzel.
We need to do that crepe test.
Yeah, we have to do the crepe test though after the crepe.
Charles wants to have a pizza off.
Oh yeah, come on, Paul.
With no one in particular, just
Paul
a pizza
is the
off.
Pizza king.
Just want to show off my domination over pizza really making. Are you up for it?
I haven't had one. Oh, for
pizza. Pizza Paul is the pizza king.
You want to
do a pizza yeah. Cook off?
I like how he's like going a little bit.
I'm gonna do the haka to intimidate you at first.
New Zealand pizza.
Like marking his territory.
Maori pizza.
It's like, yeah,
Eastside
that's
pizza.
Mine.
Why'd you ask that pizza?
Now it's the next page.
Are you up for it?
This one's mine too.
I'm gonna do my world famous Caspian.
Caspian pizza? Wow. What's in a Caspian pizza?
It's
beluga caviar or something.
It's paradise. It's paradise on a crust.
There's some goulash left over.
It's a thin crust with pinch of sauce.
There's extra
scallops.
Liquid and, that I don't want thrown away in that other bowl. Can we save that?
Do I have with me? Oh no, it's the cheese. The cheese we like. Smoked.
Gouda.
No, well, it's kind of a gouda.
I wish I had as much energy.
That cheese we love so much, I'm addicted to.
I think I can get it right there. It's been a long day.
Are you going to bed?
Yeah.
I got some more wine.
It's 9 o'clock, Charles. You can go to bed. If Jill goes to bed.
Oh, it is 9 o'clock.
But you can't go to bed before anybody else who lives in this time zone. That's the rule.
Yeah. I'm good for another 2 hours, at least.
Okay, so.
Me and Paul, right, Paul?
Yeah.
It's minus 28 in Ottawa.
In Ottawa?
My parents say hello.
Oh yeah, I talked to them yesterday. They said hello. They wanted to say hi to everybody.
It's minus 28 centigrade?
Yeah. And negative 40 centigrade is the same as negative 40 Fahrenheit.
I sent a picture to him.
Oh, you did? That's so cute. Wait, show that to my dad.
Oh wow, yeah. That's
at the Vegas airport.
Are you in Vegas today?
We almost didn't come.
One time I was in the Vegas airport, I was hitting a run on the slot machines. I almost missed my plane.
See, Charlie? Today when we got to the Montreal airport, there was this couple. They were arguing with the airline. They were like, they only had like 15 minutes to get on their plane. And in Montreal, as you may remember, you have to go through... You go through security like you would anywhere, but then you have to go through customs on the American side, you know, and they wouldn't let them check in, and they were blaming their cab. And I told Charles, I was like, wow. Well, Charles had made a comment, because they looked, like, looking at them, I figured they were Jewish. We both did.
Well, they were definitely Jewish. He was wearing the old suit.
Yeah, they were.
He had a yarmulke on you.
No, he didn't have a yarmulke.
Yeah,
on.
He had the little thing, the beard.
He
was all dressed in black with the one dress suit.
No, he wasn't that. He wasn't Orthodox.
He had a fur hat.
Yeah, he didn't have the fur hat.
She was wearing the wig, the Orthodox wig.
They were Jewish.
They were definitely Jewish. So yeah, Charles was like, oh, Jews. And I was like, what? Because, you know, I have to stand up for my people. And
your people.
She's going to hell for that.
No, I'm not.
She's being so
I'm like, what? My dad has missed more flights than anybody I know, but he wouldn't, like, you know, he just wouldn't argue with them. Because they were arguing. They were like, look, it's not our fault. It's our cab's fault. He got us here late. They were like, you only have 15 minutes to get on your flight. That's not enough time to get through security and customs. You can't blame your cab driver. And I was like, what? Charles was like, what would your dad say? I was like, I think he would just be like, what flight can you get? I think he would just resign himself. I don't think he would be arguing in front of the whole airport. How many flights have you missed, Dad, in your life? Look at his face. It says everything.
Does it mean me? You missed me?
It's more than 10.
Not 10.
Definitely more than 10.
Really?
The best one was that time in Tampa.
He just confessed to us without even asking that he was like at the Vegas airport. I mean, this is like serious. back using slot machines and almost missed his flight.
But I was on a run.
Exactly. This is a degenerate gambler.
No, but the best one, though, was in Tampa. I was with grandma, with my mother. Mm. And we were getting ready to go to the airport.
Is like in 1979, right?
Yeah, it's a long time ago. But we were driving to get to the Tampa airport, and we see a grove of orange trees right along the street, right? And their oranges were falling down. And my mother goes, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe they have all these oranges. Let's let them go in the way." So we stopped to start picking oranges off the street.
Wait, you were an active participant, or you were like, "Ma, come on, we gotta get going."
Well, you know.
Or were you like, "Oh my God, look how big this one is, and it's an orange."
So we started
Benny,
picking oranges.
Si chiama Benny, molto bene.
So we started picking oranges. We had like 2 boxes of oranges.
Oh my God.
And then of course, you know, your mom was there and she's over there. "Come on, we gotta go. So we get to the airport. It's like
that's like before jogging. They had security.
Yeah, well, you could never have done that today. But we were jogging through the airport. It was like an O.J. Simpson scene, you know, jumping over stuff. So I ran ahead to try to get
You mean O.J. reference, like, when he was actually...
Yeah, when he was, like, okay. before he got...
I thought you meant, like, you were hurting people. Or stealing cookies from the commissary.
You gotta realize, I have 2 visions of O.J. I got the one where he's jumping over...
I didn't even know who he was. I thought he was an actor who had gone bad, who had gone rogue. I didn't even know he had a career.
Yeah, he had a career. So anyway, so we got there, and then when I got there, they were just closing the gate, and I had to put my foot into the gate so they couldn't close the door. And they were arguing with me, and I said, "I'm not taking my foot out until my mother gets here."
Wow.
And she's sick. And here comes Grandma with a box of oranges.
It's hard to imagine you fighting the good fight.
It was pretty funny. And of course, your mom was really upset the whole time.
I feel like I'm so old that when we come out of a gate, like, you're coming out of that tube, you know, that takes you from the airplane to the gate. I kind of inside, I'm like, "Oh, who's here waiting for me?" Like, I'm that old that I don't remember pre-9/11. Like, or I only remember pre-9/11. Like, I'm like, I get like kind of like...
Well, every time...
Oh, shoot, it's just travelers.
Every time I go to the Newark airport, if I go to Newark, I'm always expecting to see my father at the end of the... Because he was always there.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I get a bit choked up. If I'm landing in a place where I'm meeting somebody, like if I'm landing in Minneapolis, I don't get choked up. But if I'm landing anywhere else...
Yeah,
you know,
in Newark, I expect to see my father at the end of the...
waiting like this, you know, like... you're so excited to come out. I hate like those terrorists from 9/11 most of all for taking away that ability to be able to have family waiting for you at the gate.
That, put your shoes on.
Oh, that and nail clippers.
Shoes is ridiculous.
Yeah, the shoes is annoying.
Even Fred was annoyed this morning. No, Papa, no.
She's like, "It's disgusting. Do you know how many people walk through here?" Even she was bothered by it. But the worst is when you get out of security.
She said yes once I took mine off.
Oh, really?
She was like, "Oh, alright."
But the worst is they get mad at you if you're trying to, like, get your clothes back on. You know, it's like, "Oh, move along. And then there's like, seats sometimes for people who are elderly where they're doing, like, a check. And you're not allowed to sit there. So it's like, well, I need to get my shoes back on. And I have nowhere to sit, nowhere to stand. There's people coming through. My big annoyance is that they should have, almost like a space available where you can sit and put your shoes on and put your laptop back and kind of get yourself reoriented. That's my issue with the security. It's like you feel like you're becoming naked there, and then you're like, I have nowhere to get to dress up again. And it's easier to take clothes on than it is to put on. You need like a little more time to put your clothes back on.
Well, I always try to wear something simple when I'm traveling. So.
Like sweatpants and slippers.
Sometimes you can't do it, but I try to put stuff that I can. Well, one of the best things is to wear a regular jacket that has pockets, so you can put all your stuff inside the jacket, and you take the jacket put it on the carriage. And then you get, one of the problems I had one time is I took my cell phone, I put it into the little thing there, and somebody else had the exact same cell phone I did.
Oh, you know? No.
So I took his cell phone, he took mine, and I started getting calls from Mexico and San Jose.
You had the same cell phone.
So that delivery is coming in.
Yeah, you had the same cell phone as a terrorist and a drugger.
It was amazing. Bye-bye.
Are you guys going?
Bye-bye, Faisal.
Thanks for staying up past your bedtime table. Bye-bye.
We almost forgot our brand new computer last winter when we came back. Oh. The one we bought.
Oh, is that right? You left it. Oh.
It wasn't that container.
You give good hugs. You give good hugs. Did you take your bag? Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Tiffany Company. Boy. That's in your face, Mabel. Wow. Is that his trash or is that the truck? It's taking care of. Is he gonna fall asleep in the car right now? Probably. You're like, oh, perfect. He's been going to bed really late last month or so. Like,
he's a Ruggieri.
He's a night owl.
Another high? Go get pissed.
Oh, okay.
Go get pissed. It's like my.
Hey, give me a kiss.
Ah, that is wow.
Do you
want
to give Grandpa a kiss?
Give me a kiss.
Go get a kiss.
Oh my God, I want money, Mom. If you keep, I mean, this is processing.
Give me a kiss. Oh, what a good boy. Oh. Hey, give your Uncle Paul a kiss.
I think she's giving kisses.
Give your Uncle Paul a kiss.
Like, give me your hand.
Yeah, Frederick, when she would give kisses, she was like. Like, you're welcome to kiss. You get like the top of her head. And, like, I wouldn't kiss this part of my choice. Bye, Faisal.
Alright, I'll do like you, Faisal. I'm gonna go to bed myself, Faisal.
Mwah.
Oh, that's cute.
Bunchy tooty. Bunchy. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Do it.
She's crazy, huh?
He's like, I wanna leave. There's so much fun happening. Okay, you can give me a hug. You
want to
stay with us?
You want to stay with us? Huh? Sleep over?
Yeah. Just say yes.
Bye.
Deja vu.
High five.
Yeah.
High five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
We're
giving another kiss?
Another kiss.
Give Uncle Paul a kiss. Go on, there you go.
Deja vu. You're never
leaving. Oh my God, I gotta go.
Can you take Frederick with you?
I'm gonna drop her. But yes.
Why are you taking your champagne if you're gonna drop her?
I'm tired.
Bye, Faisal. Say bye-bye.
So you're not working tomorrow, right? Are you working tomorrow, sir? Sir, are you working to school? Do you have school tomorrow?
Dad, school until Friday.
Oh, until Friday.
Faisal, say goodbye to Grandpa.
Hey, Faisal. Bye-bye.
Like he was on a cruise.
No, I think you're...
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Bye, Sarah. We'll see you guys later. Thanks for stopping by tonight. Bye. You better leave that Tonka truck.
Everybody, good night.
Good night, Charlie.
Good night.
Good night, Sassy. Good night, Faisal.